the beautiful Feast of the Epiphany. We have a painting here by Abraham, I can't pronounce his last name, in the 1600s. Abraham Bloemaert, 1623, the gift of the Magi, giving gifts to baby Jesus. Who wants to give gifts to baby Jesus? Any of the children in here want to give gifts to baby Jesus? Come on, children, come on up. We have gifts to bring baby Jesus. Come on up right over here and sit down. Right over here. Where are you? Right here. Can you sit down? I have a little story, and we're going to bring Jesus gifts. Wow. We've got a whole house full here. Come on up right here, right here. We have gifts to bring Jesus. You can have two rows. Come close. Let's see what gifts and a story we have for you and for Jesus. Let's sit down. Are you ready? Okay. Will you watch these so no one takes them? Okay. You watch those. Are you ready? Let's start with a story. We're going to give a few gifts. One baby Jesus. This is written by Susan Pingree. No, Patricia Pingree. Are you ready? Are you watching? On the first day of Christmas, my mama gave to me one baby Jesus, sleeping peacefully. You heard this story before? You want it in Spanish too? We'll do English today. On the second day of Christmas, my mama gave to me two parents smiling and one baby Jesus, sleeping peacefully. On the third day of Christmas, my mama gave to me three wise men giving, two parents smiling, and one baby Jesus, sleeping peacefully. And that's our story. Part of it, let's pause there. Our wise men for today. Who are our wise men? Can you point to them? Ah, we have three wise men. And they're bringing gifts to Jesus. And maybe we can bring some gifts to Jesus and talk a little bit about what those gifts are. Who wants to give Jesus a gift? Are you ready? How about gold? Come and give Jesus a gift of gold. Come on, come on. Stand. Walk. There. Let's give baby Jesus a gift of gold. Gold is a very special gift for baby Jesus. And why would the three kings bring gold to Jesus? Gold is a gift fit for a
king.
Ah, the gift of gold represents Jesus is king. He's not just a little baby boy in a manger. He's not just a cute little postcard or Christmas card. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Gold fit for a king. Who's next? Do you want to bring a gift? How about a gift of incense? Gift of incense for baby Jesus. Thank you. Frankincense. This is real frankincense from the Middle East. Frankincense. What is incense for? Sometimes we have incense in mass, a smoke. And what does the smoke do? It goes up to heaven like what goes up to heaven? Our prayers go up to heaven. So that means incense is a gift for heaven. And who's in heaven? God. It's a gift for the divine. Incense represents baby Jesus is divine. He's a human little boy, but he also has a divine nature, is a divine person, fit for a God. What a beautiful gift that is. Okay, we have one more gift. You want to give a little gift to baby Jesus? Come on over. The last gift is kind of a sad gift, the gift of myrrh. The gift of myrrh. Thank you. Myrrh is a sad gift because myrrh represents, is a chemical used in the ancient times to preserve a body after death. It was used to prepare the body for the tomb. What a sad gift. Why would we bring little baby Jesus a gift representing death? That's right. 33 years from his birth, he would die. A horrible death on the cross for you and for me, to take away our sins, to open up the gates of paradise for us. A sad gift, but a true gift, a real gift. What do you think? Pretty good gifts to baby Jesus, huh? Well, what do you think? Should we go on with our story? Where'd we leave off? Three wise men, and what were they doing? Bringing gifts. Okay, ready. We're ready for four? Four. The fourth day of Christmas, my mama gave to me four camels plodding, three wise men giving, two parents smiling, and one baby Jesus sleeping peacefully. On the fifth day of Christmas, my mama gave to me five golden stars, four camels plodding, three wise men giving, two parents smiling, and one baby Jesus sleeping peacefully. On the sixth day of Christmas, my mama gave to me six donkeys braying, five golden stars, four camels plodding, three wise men giving, two parents smiling, and one baby Jesus sleeping peacefully. The seventh day of Christmas, my mama gave to me seven shepherds kneeling, six donkeys braying, five golden stars, four camels plodding, three wise men giving, two parents smiling, and one baby Jesus sleeping peacefully. On the eighth day of Christmas, my mama gave to me eight angels singing, seven shepherds kneeling, six donkeys braying, five golden stars, four camels plodding, three wise men giving, two parents smiling, and one baby Jesus sleeping peacefully. The ninth day of Christmas, my mama gave to me nine lambs cavorting, eight angels singing, seven shepherds kneeling, six donkeys braying, five golden stars, four camels plodding, three wise men giving, two parents smiling, and one baby Jesus, I can't hear you. On the 10th day of Christmas, my mama gave to me 10 cows a-mooing, nine lambs cavorting, eight angels singing, seven shepherds kneeling, six donkeys braying, five golden stars, four camels plodding, three wise men giving, two parents smiling, and one baby Jesus. The 11th day of Christmas, my mama gave to me 11 doves a-cooing, 10 cows a-mooing, nine lambs cavorting, eight angels singing, seven shepherds kneeling, six donkeys braying, five golden stars, four camels plodding, three wise men giving, two parents smiling, and one baby Jesus. On the 12th day of Christmas, my mama gave to me 12 hugs and kisses, 11 doves a-cooing, 10 cows a-mooing, nine lambs cavorting, eight angels singing, seven shepherds kneeling, six donkeys braying, five golden stars, four camels plodding, three wise men giving, two parents smiling, and one baby Jesus. Amen. Thank you, thank you. You can go back to your family. What gifts do we bring, baby Jesus, this new year, this Epiphany? Yes, we offer a return of Jesus, the many gifts he has given us in the year 2011. What gifts will we bring him in this year, 2012? We give the Christ child gifts from our heart because we are grateful, because we wish to share with one another, because we wish to show our love for all. Let us give these gifts. First, the gift of gold. Christ is King. We bring the gift of gold. Let us give baby Jesus a gift of our treasure, this 2012. The Lord blesses us with our salary, our wages. He calls us to return a tenth part to Him, 10%. This is clearly instructed in the book of Numbers. We take our harvest, which in our days, some of us still harvest, but in our days it'd be our wages and salaries, and give to Him 10% in the collection basket every Sunday. Why? Because we are grateful. Why? Because we share. Why? Because we love. Not my idea. Is this your idea, Father Ted? Nope. Not Pope Benedict's idea. It's the Lord. Let us be grateful. Let us give Christ the King gold this 2012 with our contribution in the collection basket every Sunday. Sometimes 10%, seems like a big jump. But maybe we can start with a faithful 2%. Then maybe next year, a faithful 4%, and build up. And guess what? It'll be there before we know it. Little baby Jesus blesses us so much. Second, incense. Jesus is divine. How do we lift up our hearts to His divinity? Well, that's right. You're doing it right now. We are doing it as we celebrate Holy Mass every week without fail in every holy day of obligation, maybe even more. Think about that. We have any football fans in here? Uh-oh. Are you a football fan? What's your favorite team? Football fan? Favorite team? Chiefs. Would you miss a Chiefs game? Somebody out here never miss a game? Ah, well, we're talking. We wouldn't miss our favorite team's sporting game sometimes. What about Holy Mass? What about Holy Mass? Let's remember to pray at home in the morning, in the evening, before meals. Let us spend some time, maybe before the Blessed Sacrament, taking a holy hour this year. We need adorers. 12 a.m. Sunday morning, kind of midnight in between Saturday and Sunday, and many other times during the week. Maybe not a whole hour. Maybe you'd stop by before work, after work. Jesus is Lord. Let us bring the incense of our prayers, lifting up to Him on a more regular basis this 2012. Let us worship Him. And finally, myrrh. Jesus died for our sins to open up the gates of heaven for we who believe. That is a sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice. Let us sacrifice this year. Sacrifice for Jesus. Sacrifice for others. At home, let us sacrifice our time, the biggest sacrifice we can make. Sacrifice our time for our family, maybe with less time in front of the TV and computer. At school, maybe we can let go of our selfishness, our ego, our pridefulness, obey our teachers right away with a smile. I taught this lesson to the little ones in all the schools this past fall, to obey right away with a smile. What do you think? Right away? Smile? Smile? Is it true? Right away with a smile? How about at work? To show our Catholic faith at work by a word, by our example. That sometimes takes a sacrifice. Sometimes we have to kind of grit our teeth. But when we trust in the Lord, the newborn Christ child, we can do it. We build up the body of Christ, reflecting the image of the Lord in our lives. Jesus suffered so much for us. Let us do a little suffering for one another. Thank you, Three Kings, for your gifts to baby Jesus. Lord, help us follow the example of Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar in their worship of Jesus, the newborn King. The Christ child will help us. He loves us more than we can ask or imagine.